나자이다나브라마니사나나야야제이사고다나수마사지
The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on September 10th, 1979 in Los Angeles, California.The class begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Aji Leela, Chapter 7, Text 1 to 15.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Text 1. Agatyeka gating natva hinatadika sadakam Sri Chaitanyam likyate sya prema bhakti vadanyata.
Translation. Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all possessions in this material world and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.A person in the conditional stage of material existence is in an atmosphere of helplessness, but the conditioned soul under the illusion of Maya or the external energy thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship, and love, not knowing that at the time of death none of these can save him. The laws of material nature are so strongthat none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. In Bhagavad Gita, verse 9, chapter 13, it is stated, Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanudarshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miseries,unless he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. An intelligent person, therefore, does not put his faith in any material possessions, but completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a person is called a kinchana, or one who does not possess anything in this material world.The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also known as Akinchana Gochara, for he can be achieved by a person who does not put his faith in material possessions. Therefore, for the fully surrendered soul who has no material possessions on which to depend, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only shelter. Everyone depends upon Dharma,religiosity, artha, economic development, karma, sense gratification, and ultimately moksha, salvation. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to his magnanimous character, can give more than salvation. Therefore, in this verse, the words hinatadika sadakam indicate that although by material estimationSalvation is of a quality superior to the inferior interest of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Above salvation there is the position of devotional service and transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the bestower of this great benediction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,Prema Pumartho Mahan, love of Godhead is the ultimate benediction for all human beings. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore first offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before describing his magnanimity in bestowing love of Godhead. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sahara Charana Sito Sevarodhanna. People, not repeat. Just go on. Let me offer glorification to the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who has taken shelter of his lotus feet is the most glorified person. Purport. Prabhu means master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme master of all masters. Therefore, he is called Mahaprabhu. Any person who takes shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most glorified, because by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is able to get promotion to the platform of loving service to the Lord, which is transcendental to salvation. Text 3. Purbe Guruvadi Choi Tate Koilo Namaskar Guru Tato Kohiachi Ebe Pachera Vichar. Translation. In the beginning, I have discussed the truth about the spiritual master. Now I shall try to explain the Pancha Tattva. Purport. In the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, the author Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has described the initiator spiritual master and the instructor spiritual master in the verse beginning with the words, Vande Guru Isha Bhakta Ishang Ishavatarakan. In that verse, there are six transcendental subject matters, of which the truth regarding the spiritual master has already been described. Now the author will describe the other five tattvas, or truths, namely Isha Tattva, the Supreme Lord, His expansion tattva, His incarnation tattva, His energy tattva, and His devotee tattva. Text 4. Pancha tattva avatirna chaitanyera sange pancha tattva loya korena sankirtana range. Translation. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes His Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the following statement regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Vanam Krisha Krishnam Shango Pangasta Pashadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. Quote. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by His associates by performance of Sankirtana Jagna. End of quote. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by His plenary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, His incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, His internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and His marginal potency, Sri Vasa Prabhu. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. As preachers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, We first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Panchatattva mantra. Then we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Panchatattva Mantra. Namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabho Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhakta Binda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahabhadanaya Avatara, the most magnanimous incarnation, for he does not consider the offenses of the fallen souls. Thus, to derive the full benefit of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be very effective. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are many unscrupulous devotees who manufacture a Maha Mantra of their own. Sometimes they sing, Bhajanitai Gaura Radhesham, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Or, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Rama Sri Radhe Govinda. Actually, however, one should chant, the names of the full Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And then chant the 16 words Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But these unscrupulous, less intelligent men confuse the entire process. Of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way. But the method prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is to chant first the full Panchatattva mantra and then chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 5. Panchatattva akabastu nahi kichu ved, rasa sadi se tabu vivida vived. Translation. Spiritually, there are no differences between these 5 tattvas or truths. For on the transcendental platform, everything is absolute. Yet, there are also varieties in the spiritual world. And in order to taste these spiritual varieties, one should distinguish between them. Purport. In his Anubhashya commentary, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the Panchatattva as follows. The supreme energetic, the personality of Godhead, manifesting in 5 kinds of pastimes, appears as the Panchatattva. Actually, there is no difference between them because they are situated on the absolute platform. But they manifest different spiritual varieties as a challenge to the impersonalist to taste different kinds of spiritual humors or rasas. In the Vedas, it is said, Parashi Shaktir Vividhaiva Suryate. The varieties of energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are differently known. From this statement of the Vedas, one can understand that there are eternal varieties of humors or tastes in the spiritual world. Sri Gaurango, Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhara, and Sri Vas are all on the same platform. But in spiritually distinguishing between them, One should understand that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the form of a devotee. Nityananda Prabhu appears in the form of a devotee spiritual master. Advaita Prabhu is the form of a bhakta incarnation or a devotee incarnation. Gadadhara Prabhu is the energy of a bhakta or devotee. And Srivas is a pure devotee. Thus, there are different distinctions between them. The Bhakta Rupa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhakta Swarupa, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the Bhakta Avatara, Sri Advaita Prabhu, are described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, His immediate manifestation, and His plenary expansion. And they all belong to the Vishnu category. Although the spiritual and marginal energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, they are the predominated subjects, whereas Lord Vishnu is the predominator. As such, although they are on the same platform, they have appeared differently in order to facilitate tasting of transcendental mellow. Actually, however, there is no possibility of one being different from the other. But for the worshipper and the worshipable cannot be separated at any stage. On the absolute platform, one cannot be understood without the other. Text 6. Panchatattatmakam krishnan bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avataran bhaktakhyam namami bhakta saktikam. Translation. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five: as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his brother. He is the personified spiritual bliss of Satchit Ananda Vigraha. His body is transcendental and full of ecstasy in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu is called Bhakta Sarupa, the expansion of a devotee. Sri Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of a devotee, is Vishnu Tattva and belongs to the same category. There are also different types of bhaktas or devotees on the platforms of neutrality, servitude, friendship, fraternity, and conjugal love. Devotees like Sri Damodara, Sri Gadadhara, and Sri Ramananda are different energies. This confirms the Vedic Sutra. Parāca śaktir vividhaiva śrūyate. All these bhakta subjects, all these devotee subjects taken together constitute Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Text 7. Swayang Bhagavan Krishna akale iswar aditya nanda taja rasikha sekhar. Translation. Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, the Supreme Controller. No one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna. Yet, he appears as the son of Maharaja Nanda. Purport. In this verse, Kaviraja Goswami gives an accurate description of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by stating that although no one is equal to or greater than him, and he is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure, he nevertheless appears as the son of Maharaja Nanda and Yasoda Mai. Text 8. Rasadi Vilasi Brajalalana Nagara Arajatu Sabadeko Tarapurikal. Translation. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme enjoyer in the Rasa dance. He is the leader of the damsels of Vraja, and all others are simply his associates. Purport. The word Rasa Adi Vilasi, the enjoyer of the Rasa dance, is very important. The Rasa dance can only be enjoyed by Sri Krishna because he is the supreme leader and chief of the damsels of Vrindavana. All other devotees are his associates. Although no one can compare with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are many unscrupulous rascals who imitate the Rasa dance of Sri Krishna. They are Mayavadis, and people should be wary of them. The Rasa dance can be performed only by Sri Krishna and no one else. Text 9. Sei Krishna avatirna Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sei Purikara Gana Sange Sabadhanna. Translation. The self-same Lord Krishna advented himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his eternal associates who are also equally glorious. Text 10. Akale issara tatta chaitanna issara bhakta bhava maya sahar sudakale varo. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme controller, the one personality of Godhead, has ecstatically become a devotee, yet his body is transcendental and not materially tinged. Purport. There are different tattvas or truths, including Isa tattva, Jiva tattva, and Shakti tattva. Isa tattva refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is the supreme living force. In the Katha Upanishad, it is said, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme eternal and the supreme living force. The living entities are also eternal and are also living forces, but they are very minute in quantity, whereas the Supreme Lord is the supreme living force and the supreme eternal. The supreme eternal never accepts a body of a temporary material nature, whereas the living entities, who are part and parcel of the supreme eternal, are prone to do so. Thus, according to the Vedic mantras, the Supreme Lord is the supreme master of innumerable living entities. The Mayavadi philosophers, however, try to equate the minute living entities with the supreme living entity because they recognize no distinction between them. Their philosophy is called Advaitavad or monism. Factually, however, there is a distinction. This verse is especially meant to impart to the Mayavadi philosopher the understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, is Krishna himself. But as a transcendental pastime, he has accepted the form of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna comes to this planet, exactly like a human being, some rascals consider him to be one of the ordinary humans. One who thinks in that mistaken way is described as mudha, or foolish. Therefore, one should not foolishly consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an ordinary human being. He has accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there have been many imitation incarnations of Krishna who cannot understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself and not an ordinary human being. Less intelligent men create their own gods by advertising a human being as God. This is their mistake. Therefore, here the words Tar Suddha Kalevar warn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is not material, but purely spiritual. One should not therefore accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary devotee, although he has assumed the form of a devotee. Yet, one must certainly know that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, one should not misunderstand his pastimes and place him exactly in the same position as Krishna. It is for this reason only that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as Krishna or Vishnu, he blocked his ears, not wanting to hear himself addressed as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a class of devotees called Gauranga Nagari, who stage plays of Krishna pastimes using a vigraha or form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a mistake, which is technically called rasa bhasa. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is trying to enjoy as a devotee, one should not disturb him by addressing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 11. Krishna madhujjaraka adbhuta swabhav apana swadite Krishna kare bhaktavav. Translation. The transcendental mellow of conjugal love of Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna himself accepts the form of a devotee to relish and taste it fully. Purport. Although Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, he has a special intention to taste himself by accepting the form of a devotee. It is to be concluded that although Lord Chaitanya is present in the form of a devotee, he is Krishna himself. Therefore, Vaishnavas sing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anna. Radha and Krishna combined together are Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Akhyam Prakatam Adhunathad Dhyam Chaikyam Aptam. Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami has said that Radha and Krishna assumed oneness in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 12. Ite bhakta bhava dhare chaitanya rago sai bhakta sarupa tara nitananda vai. Translation. For this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Teacher, accepts the form of a devotee and accepts Lord Nityananda as his elder brother. The text 13. Bhakta avatar tara chajya gosai etin tata sabe prabhu kari gai. Translation. Sri Advaita Acharya is Lord Chaitanya's incarnation as a devotee. Therefore, these three tattvas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Gosai, are the predominators or masters. Purport. Gosai means Goswami. A person who has full control over the senses and mind is called a Goswami or a Gosai. One who does not have such control is called Godasa, or a servant of the senses, and cannot become a spiritual master. A spiritual master who actually has control over the mind and senses is called Goswami, although the Goswami title has become a hereditary designation for unscrupulous men after the title Gosai or Goswami began from Sri Rupa Goswami, who presented himself as an ordinary grihastha and minister in government service, but became Goswami when he was actually elevated by the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Goswami is not a hereditary title, but refers to one's qualifications. When one is highly elevated in spiritual advancement, regardless of where from he comes, he may be called Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Advaita Gosai Prabhu are natural Goswamis because they belong to the Vishnu Tattva category. As such, all of them are Prabhus, predominators or masters. And they are sometimes called Chaitanya Gosai, Nityananda Gosai, and Advaita Gosai. Unfortunately, their so-called descendants who do not have the qualifications of Goswamis have accepted this title as a hereditary designation or a professional degree that is not in accord with the scriptural Shastric injunction. Text 14. Ato moha prabhu a prabhu dui jan dui prabhu seve maha prabhu e charan. Translation. One of them is Mahaprabhu, and the other two are Prabhus. These two Prabhus serve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Purport. Although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Lord Sri Advaita Prabhu all belong to the same Vishnu category, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is nevertheless accepted as the Supreme, and the other two Prabhus engage in his transcendental loving service to teach ordinary living entities that every one of us is subordinate to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 5, 142, it is said, Akalaisa Krishna Savabhitya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others, both Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva, engage in the service of the Lord. But one must distinguish between the Vishnu Tattva servitors and Jiva Tattva servitors. The Jiva Tattva servitor, individual soul, the spiritual master, is actually the servitor God. As explained in previous verses, in the absolute world there are no such differences. Yet one must observe these differences in order to distinguish the Supreme from his subordinates. Text 15. Eitin tatta sarva radhya kori mani chaturtha je bhakta tatta aradhaka jani. Translation. The three predominators, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Lord Advaita Prabhu, are worshipable by all living entities. And the fourth principle, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, is to be understood as their worshipper. Purport. In his Anubhashya, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, describing the truth about Pancha Tattva, explains that we can understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Predominator, and Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are his subordinates, but are also predominators. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are manifestations of the Supreme Lord. All of them are Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme, and are therefore worshipable by the living entities. Although the other two tattvas, or truths, within the category of Pancha Tattva, five truths, namely Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva, represented by Gadadhara and Srivasa, are worshippers of the Supreme Lord. They are in the same category because they eternally engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Text 16.
Srivasadi jato koti koti bhakto gan suddha bhakto tato madde taso bhara ganan.
Translation. There are innumerable pure devotees of the Lord, headed by Srivas Thakur,
who are known as unalloyed devotees. Text 17. Godadharo Panditadi Prabhu Shakti Avatar Antarango Bhakta Kari Ganana Johar.
Translation. The devotees headed by Gadadhara Pandit are to be considered incarnations of the potency of the Lord. They are internal potential devotees engaged in the service of the Lord. Purport. In the connection with verses 16 and 17, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in his Anuvasya commentary, there are specific symptoms by which the internal devotees and the unalloyed or pure devotees are to be known. All unalloyed devotees are Shakti Tattvas, or potencies of the Lord. Some of them are situated in conjugal love and others in filial affection, fraternity, and servitude. Certainly, all of them are devotees, but by making a comparative study, it is found that the devotees or potencies who are engaged in conjugal love are better situated than others. Thus, devotees who are in a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in conjugal love are considered to be the most confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who engage in the service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternity, servitude, and neutrality. When such devotees develop great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too become situated within the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. This gradual development of devotional service is described by Sri Narottam Das Thakur as follows. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarira Hari hari bolite nayana bhave nira Aro kabe nitai chan karuna koribe Sangsara vasana mor kabe tuccha habe Bishoya chariya kabe suddha habe mon kabe hamo herabo si brindhavon rupa raghunath pade hoibe akuti kabe hamo bhujabo si jugala piriti. Quote, when will there be eruptions on my body as soon as I chant the name of Lord Chaitanya? And when will there be incessant torrents of tears as soon as I chant the holy names Hare Krishna? When will Lord Nityananda be merciful toward me and free me from all desires for material enjoyment? When will my mind be completely freed from all contamination of desires for material pleasure? Only at that time will it be possible for me to understand Vrindavana. Only if I become attached to the instructions given by the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Unquote. By attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic position. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is freed from all attachment to the material world, and at that time he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavana. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love
in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So, Acharya, do you want to speak or do you just want to take questions?
I'd like to hear some of the nectar from your lotus lips, Srila Rameswara Swami.
Actually, the reason we chose this chapter to begin tonight is because you are the Acharya of Sri Mayapur Dham. And this chapter describes the Lord of Sri Mayapur Dham. We thought we would hear from you on this subject. Personally, I can only comment a little, and then we can hope to hear from you. I can explain only that this is a very difficult subject matter to understand. People have a hard time even distinguishing between the spirit within their body and their material body. Most people cannot distinguish at all, and instead simply take themselves to be this material body. So if people cannot even understand such a simple thing, the difference between the soul and the body, then it of course is very difficult to expect them to understand God. Because God, the Supreme Lord, everything about Him is infinite and unlimited. Therefore, how He exists, the different forms that He manifests Himself in, the different transcendental feelings or emotions that He experiences, His different transcendental desires, all of these things, they're unlimited and infinite in variety. The subject matter or the science of God is not a simple affair. It is not something that can be limited to, as some sectarian people think, to one book. The science of God is not something that can be understood with our material mind. And it is not something that can be understood through our material senses. It is beyond the mind. It is beyond the senses. But it is not beyond the soul to understand. Therefore, one must distinguish between the soul and the mind and senses of this body. Once that distinction is made, then one can begin to actually understand the science of God. That is the platform on which one can begin to understand this transcendental science. Until we come to that platform, then of course we can't approach God. Now when we come to that platform of completely distinguishing between the soul and the mind and senses of this material body, and we stop identifying with the mind and senses of this body, and absorb ourselves in the eternal identity that we are eternally spirit, soul. We have nothing to do with this material body. We should not act under the dictation of this body. We should not act under the dictation of this mind and senses. But we should act only as spirit souls. Once we are situated in that way, then the subject matter of God, which is infinite and unlimited, everything about Krishna is full of infinite variety. His form, His characteristics, his qualities, his activities, his abilities, his energies, his desires, his pleasures. These are all infinite in their variety, and they're all unlimited. These things can be understood through the spiritual senses and spiritual mind, not through the material senses and material mind. But they can be understood. But the subject matter is very difficult for ordinary people. There's no doubt of that. Therefore, this incarnation of Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared because the subject matter is so difficult. The qualification is so great. You have to make such advancement to be able to distinguish between the soul and the body, and you have to stop acting as if the body has any meaning and the mind has any meaning. And that is so rare, it is so difficult. Therefore, this incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared because it is so difficult to understand, because it is so difficult to even be qualified to begin to understand. Therefore, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow the transcendental realization of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we will later read tomorrow night, the next section. Give this enlightenment, and he bestows the qualifications for understanding God without any charge, without any preliminary assets or qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply awards. That is his principal characteristic. This incarnation of God is unique among all the different infinite manifestations of God. He gives what no other manifestation of God ever gives. He gives perfect knowledge of this transcendental science freely to those who are unqualified to have such priceless knowledge of enlightenment, for those who are unqualified to taste this highest pleasure, which is far beyond the pleasures known to the beings of this material world. The pleasures of the transcendental world of Krishna are infinite, and the pleasures of this mundane world are limited. No matter how much we enjoy something in this material world, it is limited in terms of time, in terms of space, and in terms of quantity. No matter what it is, and no matter how much you enjoy it, it is limited. But the pleasure of the transcendental world is infinite. It is unlimited. That is the difference between spirit and matter. Spirit has no limit. Spirit has nothing to restrict it. So the people of this world are not qualified to know this science very well, and they are not qualified to experience this enlightenment, and they are not qualified to taste this transcendental pleasure of the spiritual world. Yet despite this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enabling them to have this enlightenment and to experience the very same bliss that the pure souls who reside eternally in the abode of God experience at every moment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enables people who have no qualification to have that bliss and to have that enlightenment. So, I cannot understand very well these descriptions myself. But I just know this much, that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, beyond any mercy that God has ever previously shown to any living being, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surpasses anything that God has ever done before. So I know that much. And therefore, I have faith that if I can somehow or other do something which pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is a chance, because he's so merciful, that he can give me this gift of Krishna consciousness without any other qualification. Just I do something that pleases him. I try to do some service for him. That's all I know. I can't explain anything very complicated in this matter, this science of God. But I have firm faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in his most merciful aspect. And to do something that pleases him is the greatest thing in life. It will surpass any achievement. It will surpass attaining any type of position in the material world. It will surpass any type of experience that this material world can offer. So somehow or other, I have this faith by the mercy of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And with this faith, I am just trying to push myself into a position where Chaitanya's mercy will fall on me. So this is the easy way to become enlightened in this science of God. To take some other path of yoga is very difficult, and it is doubtful whether one will be successful in this Kali Yuga. People are more interested in satisfying their senses and enjoying the flickering pleasures of this ephemeral world in the form of cinema and music and sex and so on. People are more interested in this than tasting the bliss of the spiritual world. That is their unfortunate foolishness, that they think that this pleasure of the material world is a very good thing, and you don't need anything else except this pleasure. Of course, they forget the obvious point that this material world's pleasure will fade away very quickly, and then they're left with nothing. In old age, their sex power is gone, and their eyesight fades, and their belly shrivels, and their bones are full of pain. The people who depend on the body for pleasure will be very much disappointed in old age. And then there's death, and then because they have failed to get the mercy of Chaitanya, and then another body awaits them. That is unfortunate. Anyway, that is the condition of most people. They're not even interested in experiencing the bliss of the spiritual world. They're content to take this cheap pleasure. When they could have eternal, unlimited pleasure, they settle for temporary pleasure. That is foolishness. If you have the choice, you choose the left hand and there's $1,000,000, and you choose the right hand and there's $1, and they're choosing the right hand. They're choosing the $1 instead of the $1,000,000. And such a crude analogy does not adequately explain what they are missing out on by not trying to become God conscious. Anyway, the different paths for becoming God conscious are very difficult, and I myself have no qualification to practice them. Neither do most souls who live in this Kali Yuga. So the easy way, the cheap way, the simple way to become God conscious and experience this bliss and now an enlightenment is simply let the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fall on our heads. That is the easy way. So that is our faith. He is pouring the mercy. We just must put ourselves in the right place so that it falls on us. It's as simple as that. And then that bliss will be there, that knowledge will be there, despite the fact we may have no good qualities and all bad qualities. We may be full of material desires. We may have so many defects and deficiencies, but if we just put ourselves in the right position and let Chaitanya's mercy fall on us, then, despite all the disqualification, we become God-conscious, enlightened souls. That much I know. And the rest we have to hear from Srila Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj Acharyapada about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sridham Mayapur.
What would you like to hear? It's not possible to tell all the rest. There's no limit.
Because I am a fool. I don't even know what questions should be put at this point. But because you have lived in the Holy Dham for so many years, perhaps you could just tell us a few things about Sri Chaitanya and his Dham. That will make us more attached to putting ourselves in the position that his mercy will fall on us.
But tonight, we are beginning the study on God's descent as his own devotee to show by example how to serve himself. Just like a school teacher will sometimes take the chalk and show this, take the pencil and show the student, you write in this way. So the Supreme Person could see that the people are so fallen that no amount of good instruction alone will have the effect. It is essential to also show them by example what is the way of developing pure love of God, pure Krishna prema. So here for the first time in this reading we're seeing the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu together. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was born at Mayapur, where I live, or for some times. And Lord Nityananda was born at Akachakra in Radhadesh, a part of the state of Gaudadesh, where the Ganges doesn't flow. So there, even today it's a good 5-hour drive. What happened that in their childhood they were not together. Their brotherhood is of a deeper nature. They're brothers from a long time. So, Lord Nityananda, when he appeared, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, of course, we know that the whole world rejoiced and was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. That time was the full moon eclipse. In India, as was is customary in the full moon eclipses, the devotees all go to the sacred river Ganges and bathe, and they yell, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol! And this way, the Lord's advent was rejoiced.